From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. North and South Korea met late into the night in an emergency round of high-level talks aimed at ending a tense standoff that brought the two rivals to the brink of war. The talks began this morning in Panmunjom and continued as midnight approached, according to Seoul's Unification Ministry. South Korean President Park Geun-hye's national security advisor, as well as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's aide, participated in the meeting, which was convened at Pyongyang's request. France says the man who attacked passengers on a train between Amsterdam and Paris Friday appears to have been under investigation in Spain for possible links to Islamic State militants. Lisa Brandt reports from Paris.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said Saturday authorities were still trying to identify the man who opened fire on a packed train heading to Paris the day before.
Si l'identité qu'il déclare.
The French minister said the gunman may be a 26-year-old Moroccan who lived in Spain last year before moving to Belgium. Cazeneuve said Spanish authorities had flagged him because he belonged to a radical Islamist movement. Cazeneuve said Belgium has also opened a probe and other European investigators will join efforts to trace his movements. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. officials say the number two leader of the Islamic State group, known as Haji Mutaz, was killed in a drone strike near the Iraqi city of Mosul on August 8th. The U.S. also reported his death late last year, but an official says they had an incorrect identification. Meantime, the U.S. military says initial field tests show traces of a chemical agent, sulfur mustard, used on mortar rounds that were bombed by the Islamic State militants using them to attack Kurdish forces in Iraq. This is VOA News. Top figures in Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency are meeting to resolve disputes facing the group, such as who will lead the Taliban. All of this comes in the wake of last month's announcement that the group's supreme leader, Mullah Omar, died 2 years ago. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid confirmed to VOA on Friday that religious scholars and elders have been in session to find a resolution, but he refused to discuss the location. Mujahid said, "Our scholars continue to hold discussions aimed at removing concerns and reservations of some of our estranged brothers." He insisted that reports of rifts or any real differences in Taliban ranks are misplaced and there is no threat to the integrity of the group. Mullah Omar's successor, Mullah Akhtar Mansur, is said to be trying to secure his position against rivals, who include family members of the deceased leader and some other senior Taliban commanders. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Worries about slowing economic growth in a number of regions of the world shook investors and sparked a global sell-off on Friday. VOA economic correspondent Jim Randall.
It's uncertainty, layer upon layer of uncertainty. The Greek election, call for Greek election, that adds unwelcome and unwanted uncertainty, political uncertainty, to an already complicated picture. China, the engine of economic growth for the past 10 years, China seems to be slowing down. There's new data today that shows that their industrial output is shrinking a bit instead of growing. And there's also uncertainty, even more uncertainty, about whether or not the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Central Bank, is going to actually raise interest rates on September 17th or not. And investors hate uncertainty.
That was VOA's Jim Randall. Major U.S. indices were down by 3% or more at Friday's close, including the New York Stock Exchange, which fell more than 500 points. Europe fell around 3%, and key Asian indices were also off sharply. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has declared a temporary state of emergency along parts of its border with Colombia after fighting between suspected smugglers and soldiers. At least three soldiers were wounded in the conflict. Colombia and Venezuela have a 2,100-kilometer, very porous border. Former top Khmer Rouge official Yang Thirith is dead, according to Cambodia's UN-backed war crimes tribunal. Yang Thirith died today at age of 83, according to a statement by the Extraordinary Chamber in the Courts of Cambodia. She was known as the First Lady of the Khmer Rouge and served as the Minister of Social Action during the regime's bloody four-year rule. And two U.S. women made history on Friday as the first female soldiers to graduate from the U.S. Army's Elite Ranger School. Rangers make up only about 3% of the active duty force of the Army. Congratulations, ladies. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.